All right, everybody, good evening. Welcome to my podcast, Real Woman with Real Issues. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me today. You could be doing something else, but you decided to tune in to me this evening, and I really, really, really appreciate you. Today is Wednesdays. Happy April, everybody. April 1st, 2020. We all wish that this was a whole big April Fool's joke, but it's not, y'all. We are in a totally way of living right now for at least, hopefully, the next 2 weeks, and we can possibly come up out of here. Who knows? Let's see how it goes. As everybody heard today, as of Friday, you know, we will all be in a sheltering at home state. You know, we got to stay home. They have canceled public schools for the rest of the year. My heart goes out to all the class of 2020 who cannot actually graduate right now, go to their proms or things of that nature. Everything has been postponed, and they have no idea when they're going to be able to do all this stuff. And I really, really feel bad. I feel bad for those who have to, you know, some kids who have to stay somewhere where it's not safe or it's not good, or even people who are being quarantined with people who are just downright mean, ugly, or they just don't want to be there. It's going to be, you know, hard for the next couple of weeks, but I'm praying and hoping that everybody abide by the rules and regulation of the state so we can get through this. At least we'll be able to still go to the store. I'm appreciated and grateful for that. But just, you know, trying to just maneuver on in everyday life behind all of this is going to be something that's going to last us for a long time after this. Let's just say that. So let's just pray that people would abide by the rules and regulations, and we can get a control on this, and we can all get back to our regular normal lives. Okay, so I appreciate you guys. You know, you could be listening to me somewhere else, or not listening to me, or doing something else. I'm sorry, but I appreciate you tuning in. Again, you can always catch me on anchor.fm/Anita-Haynes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Pocket Cast, Overcast.fm. And I know I'm missing a couple of podcast right now, but guys, just bear with me. We're gonna get through it, all right? I don't have all my little notes in front of me, but you can catch me on those platforms. And once you are there and you listen to me there and you feel as if, hey, this is what I want to listen to you for all the time, then make sure you subscribe. Hit the subscribe button at the top so you get an indication to know when I dropped another podcast so you can listen in. It helps to boost my listeners as well as get me sponsors, okay? So, let's jump into our topic for today of our podcast, all right? Here we go. Podcast title for today, y'all. If they are saying it in a joking manner, believe them. If they say it in a joking manner, believe them. All right, how many of you have been in a situation where you may be having a conversation with someone or be in a crowd or whatever, and someone just blurts something out and start laughing behind it? And it's truth to what they just blurted out. Something that they said that is true or could be true, or they speculating. And they blurted out in a joking manner. We all have experienced that. One thing I have learned is that when people do that, that's what they really been wanting to say, but they had to put ha 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 behind it. So you won't take it personal, or you feel as if, oh, they was just playing. You know, they don't mean that. They do. And the reason why I said that, I used to be one of those people who would be like, oh, they don't mean that. But, you know, later on, I found out they really, that's exactly how they feel. And I know that we like to ignore the signs. We don't want to pay attention. We just feel like everybody love us, everybody care, this, that, and the third. And so they say things in a joking manner because that's what they really want to say. But instead of the people getting information correctly or coming directly to you about something, listen, 9 times out of 10, by the time people come to you and ask you about something, they already gonna believe what they have already heard. So it's like they asking you for information when they have already, you know, established how they feel about it. So really coming to you would be, you know, of no good because they already have established that. You just wasting air. And with me, I don't waste my air or my time with people anymore. Because if you get a story from somebody concerning me and it's a total lie, but you chose not to say anything to me or ask me, or you wait later on to ask me, you have already formed your opinion. You just want to hear me say something so you can interject and say, I don't believe that. Most of the time, things can be right in a person's face and people will still not believe it because of who the person may be or how they, you know, what they done for them. It could be many of reasons why they just won't believe them or believe you. So what I have learned to do and what I say to people now and even saying to my podcast audience now, don't waste your time explaining things to people who have already formed their opinion about you or about a situation. Because they're going to say what they're going to say in a joking manner. And then they're going to look at you like, oh, okay. And you're going to take it as, ha-ha, they just kidding. No, they are being serious. People be being serious out here. We just don't take them seriously, if that makes sense, what I just said. They are being seriously, but because we be trying to be so nice and be so, okay, you know, always letting stuff go, we just don't pay it any attention. But people be saying some mean, ugly stuff in a joking manner. You know, everybody has said something in a joking manner. I have said some things in a joking manner. You know, I say it because I be like, okay, I don't know no other way of saying it. Now, I can come out and I can tell you how I feel. But before I get to that point, it take me a minute. But if we having a one-on-one conversation and you saying some stuff that's getting up under my skin and it ain't making sense, I'm going to say something to you. And, you know, you may not like me when it's all said and done. But guess what? I have said what I had to say. But we all have done it in a joking manner. Oh, girl, you like that boy. Stop lying. You know, that's how we do. But what I'm saying, people who we felt is were really truly our home girl or home boy or, you know, our brother and our sister and whomever else, we felt like, okay, they wouldn't feel that way about me. Or they say, oh, you so gullible. They say all this type of stuff, but they had a little giggle going on behind, but they mean that crap. And then one day in my head, it's like a light bulb went off and it went ding. And I was like, oh, they really mean that. They do. They really, truly mean what they say when they say it in a joking manner. And what I want you guys to realize and understand, read between the lines when you talk to people. Read between the lines when you have a conversation with people, because they are really truly being honest about who they are and what they saying about you. So you got to learn to read between the lines and understand that, you know, hey, they really truly doing this and this is something that they mean. And I want you guys to, you know, pay close attention, you know, to everything someone is saying to you, whether it be at work, whether it be at home, with family, friends, pay attention. Pay attention. People talk, you know, people talk and they talk in codes and syllables and, you know, all this stuff just to kind of keep you under the radar. But they really, you know, they're the ringleader of all this crap. I just want you guys to pay attention. Okay. Listen, that's pretty much what all I had to come on here and talk about today. that was on my heart and my mind about, you know, if they are saying it in a joking manner, believe them, y'all. It took me years to get to that point. Years. Even though when they saying it, I kind of be like, they were being funny, but I kind of let the stuff go. But now, I just don't even, you know, even bother with it. I just don't even bother with it. I don't bother explaining myself about somebody. I let people form whatever opinions they want to form. I let what people think whatever they want to think or what they hear or whatever. I don't even waste my energy. And they know not to call me because I'm not even answering my phone. All I got to do is look down and I won't even answer because I don't have the energy for that anymore. Believe what you want to believe. Live how you want to live. Think what you want to think. Because at the end of the night, I'm going to sleep well, and I'm going to keep on pushing, and I'm going to keep on trucking, and that's what I want you guys to do, okay? Listen, as always, I appreciate each and every one of you listening to my podcast tonight. Listen, stay safe, y'all. Stay safe. Stay obedient. It's time to really pray. It's time to really come back into what it is that God wants us to come back to. We're going to get through this together, y'all. If we comply and do what they ask us to do, we can be out of this thing by the end of the month, and we can be back to our regular normal lives, and we can go on and do what we need to do. Okay, I love each and every one of you, and as always, we'll talk again soon.